Let us pray. Lord God, ruler of the universe and ruler of our hearts, let your word spoken here transform our lives. Let the power of your word spoken here open the eyes of our hearts. And let your word heard here bring shalom. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Since the beginning of physical distancing regulations came into effect, stones have figured very prominently. Small stones with painted angels, medium-sized ones with inspiring sayings on them, and large rocks with scripture written on them. These have been literal stones, not like the metaphor Peter uses in the first of two letters, written to a Christian community struggling with its sense of identity in an alien culture. Peter is addressing first century followers of the way, strangers in the world scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Phrygia in modern Turkey. In his inspired vision, Peter compares the communities, the church, to a spiritual house. A spiritual house built from breathing living stones, a dwelling place for a household or family with God as the master. The church is God's temple, a place of God's presence, an abiding place, a home where the people of God worship. We are living stones that God uses to build a glorious spiritual structure, bringing glory to Christ and the world. I believe we have relearned over the past 2 months that church is not about brick and mortar, but a community growing, learning, and modeling our teacher, Jesus Christ. Today's passage begins with comparing the Corinthians to newborn babies. For all newborns, milk is an essential staple. The need for milk is a natural instinct for a baby, and it signals a desire for growth, to thrive, not just survive. If we are healthy, we yearn to grow into maturity. We hunger and desire to be transformed, changed from the inside out. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11, "When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things." An important component of growing up spiritually is the recognition that we need scripture, our milk. Our nourishment is found in the Word. For instance, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, patience, and self-control, is a map to follow, to yearn and seek after in ourselves and in our relationships. We are called to work out what the Spirit is working in us, letting God work to clear a channel so the fruit can be firmly planted, in the fertile soil of a receptive heart. And the amazing thing about spiritual growth is even if we find it difficult to manifest the fruit of the Spirit, we can be confident of this, that he who began a good work in me will carry it on in completion till the day of Christ Jesus. It's from Philippians. Spiritual maturity is developing spiritual muscles. Trust replaces fear. Vision replaces the status quo. Giving of our abundance replaces thoughts of lack, and repentance replaces pride and defensiveness. Peter portrays the community of saints as coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple, and we are the living stones that God is building into his temple. Each stone is unique and distinctive. Paul echoes a similar sentiment in Ephesians 2, verse 20. "Together we are God's house, built on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, and the cornerstone is Christ himself. We are carefully joined together in him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord." Becoming, growing up, maturing, transforming, changing, a constant theme. It never goes away. We are living, loving, blood-bought, and spirit-filled stones, trusting that God is able to make all grace abound in us, so that in all things, having all that we need, will abound in every good work. The word never lets us off the hook. It points us always to Christ, our rock, our foundation, and the cornerstone of the church, who died to give us a new life, a new attitude, a new way of thinking. Although we have a new nature, a new thinking, we do not automatically think good thoughts or express all the right attitudes. Christ gives us a choice. To keep listening, keep reading the word, keep praying and developing spiritual disciplines, to be the living stones, a holy temple for the Lord. All of us can look back over the past couple of months and notice changes for the better in our thoughts, our attitudes, and actions. In the words of Dr. Bonnie Henry, we are calmer. Are we calmer? Are we kinder? Do we feel more safe? God is not asking for perfection. He asks only that we let him change us so that we live to glorify him in all that we say or do. And we do this by changed thinking. And Paul writes in Ephesians 4, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Our words are powerful indicators of our thoughts, and our thoughts create our lives. Thinking negative thoughts about ourselves, about others, about our jobs, our family, our church, affects our ability to live as children of light and walk in love. I am convinced that every human being wants to experience peace and joy, and everyone wants to become more Christ-like. For we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's only people. We are God's family who once had no identity as a people, now God's people. Once we received no mercy, now we have received God's mercy. God is always calling the church to rebuild spiritually, to offer others a fresh start when it seems as if they have nothing, to be renewed in our minds. This is the essence of a Christian community, living together, serving together, and loving together. We have been saved to live our one and only life, being a total blessing to everyone. Each word, each thought, each act of service is to bring glory to God alone. The time is now, and now is the time, to grow up into the Spirit, longing only for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it we may grow into salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. We don't have a moment to waste, for we never know when the bridegroom, our Lord, will return. For the one who blesses others are abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. Proverbs 11:25. Let us pray. O God, because without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts, for you never fail to help and govern those whom you have set upon the sure foundation of your loving kindness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.